The last, and in my opinion, most interesting topic for this week is the resource distribution problem. The resource distribution problem shows up in many domains, including computing, in many different circumstances. And in essence, it's when we have a limited amount of resource and some people that need it. It's both deciding who gets the resource and actually getting it to them. This is the resource distribution problem. So, what is the resource we deal with as TAs? It's the TAs. It's you. TA time and attention. Okay? This is a resource that the university provides to students. It's a resource that the TAs are responsible for distributing. How do we decide who gets it? We'll dive into some specific challenges here, but first I want to ask a hypothetical question. A somewhat hypothetical question. This will actually happen probably for many of you in your courses. Consider two students, both wanting TA help. One student learned the current topic before class began and is seeking to go beyond the basics. The other student did not learn it before and is seeking to master the basics. How much time should you give them each? Should you split your time equally between the two so both students get the same percentage of your time and attention? Should you give all of your time to the student that's trying to master the basics until the two students are at the same level before giving any time to the student that's trying to go beyond? Is there some other allocation you should make here? I would love you to write a paragraph describing how you'd split your time and why that's the most equitable choice you could make. Go ahead and pause this video and do that now. Okay, now that you've done that, write another paragraph, a rebuttal to your own choice. How could a rational person see your decision as inequitable or an inappropriate distribution of resources? Again, pause this video and write that down. All right. There's a great deal we could talk about this case study and various discussions that go on in the equity space in particular about different levels and definitions of what it means to provide equal access to different people. It's not a simple problem. It's not a problem we're going to be able to give you the right answer to in this class or probably in the rest of your life. Okay? You're going to have to make some complicated decisions. Unlike our previous topics this week, which were all do this, don't do that, make sure you do this before that, this is a much more complicated topic. However, it's a topic that there are still useful things to say about. The first thing we're going to say is only TA when on the clock. One way that an unequal distribution of resources come around is if some students know how to find you in the library or where you live or your phone number or email address and other students don't. Or if all of the students know but you only help out some of them that have some expectation and you don't help out the others. You should TA when on the clock, through the official medium the course is provided, and do that only. If you really want to expand beyond that, make sure you expand beyond that in a way that all students understand and have access to. Don't do something that only some students are aware of, unless your supervisor points out a particular student that in their interactions with they've requested good additional help. But as a general rule, keep to this rule. One of the things this means, we mentioned it when you were talking about conflicts of interest, that you should send your supervisor a list of your friends in the course. You should also send the list of your friends in the course information that says, because I'm your TA, I'm going to have to treat you only like a TA. I'm not going to be able to answer your questions outside of the normal TA system about this course because I am being restricted by the rules of TA. The sooner you can make that clear to them, the more smoothly your experience with them will go. And don't make exceptions. When you make one exception, a whole snowball of them will follow. Even if it seems an innocent exception, it can just open the door to all kinds of problems. So, the next thing we want to say is trust algorithms, not instincts. Instinct is a word with multiple uses in general, and I'm not going to get into the biology of instincts versus learned habits and so forth. But I'm going to talk about this more general idea. When you're TAing in general, your concentration, your attention will be focused on the topic and how to handle it, leaving your subconscious to handle such things as who should I help next, which hand should I answer and call on. And your subconscious will base its decisions on various learned patterns and biological impulses that are in general quite biased, often in ways you don't recognize yourself. Use an algorithm, use a rule, use a pattern, use a system to do what you're doing. If there's a queue for office hour help, use the queue. Don't skip positions in the queue unless there's an algorithm for that skipping that has been explained and they are following. Try to avoid letting your instincts control, because they'll tend to cause some form of inequitable distribution that is generally not desirable. Related to this, make help easy to get. What do I mean by easy to get? Let's just consider the simple example of students in a lab raising their hands. There's the algorithm problem about which hand do I visit, but there's also the access problem of some students think, oh, there's this cool resource I've already paid for. The only thing I have to do to claim it is put my hand in the air. I'll keep my hand in the air at all times. There are other people who see it instead as, if I'm completely lost, I can put my hand in the air telling everybody I'm stupid and can't figure this out, and some TA will have pity on me and try to rescue me from my own folly. And every view in between. We don't have control over what opinions people bring into the university based on their prior experiences. So try to make it as low barrier as possible to get help so that prior predispositions will have less impact. Strongly encourage you to find some way of just pinging people. Walk around the room and ask each person you pass, how are you doing? If you're holding online office hours, private message people occasionally and say, how are things going? Anything I can help out with? Many times they may say, oh no, everything's fine, but you'll be amazed how often somebody without their hand up actually has some useful help you could give them. But they just, their individual system about when to ask for help put it too low priority for them to request it. So make it as easy to get as you can. Finally, review how you are doing. Once you start to feel like, okay, things are going smoothly, no great surprises, I've got this down, I know what I'm doing, then is the time to look at what you're doing with a critical eye. And as for each kind of process you use, for each decision system in your teaching and in your tutoring, is there a reason why this might give different groups of people unequal access to the learning resource that is me, the TA? And I would encourage you to get in the habit of doing this every month or two, as long as you remain in teaching in any capacity, and presumably in other interactions in your life. As you learn, as you develop, as you gain new strategies, you'll have a deeper understanding of how what you're doing can impact different people if you'll pause to look at it. And as you do this, you can provide more equal and more proper access to the resource that is you, the TA. Together, it's my hope that all of these strategies will help you more equitably distribute the resources of the TAs, and combined with the earlier topics of this week, will help you also do it in a way that avoids problems, helps you solve problems when they come along, so you can have a positive and successful experience as a TA. When we come back next week, we'll talk about learning, how student brains work, and how this impacts how you should talk about them. I look forward to seeing you next week.